If you look at, what we're building with VR, what's just around the corner with these kind of three-dimensional interactive spaces and avatars, and imagine a culture that's more and more based on that kind of interaction. And obviously there's a kind of superficial shamanic or imaginative dimension to that, but at the same time it's clear that at least initially and certainly in many of its guises, it will be driven by the same kind of chintziness, the same sort of crass, tinkly junk that really drives it. How do you think it's just going to naturally evolve such that a kind of deeper shamanic world, or at least shamanic analog, will emerge in virtual reality? Or does it actually require some real creative work to seed it?
It requires creative work. It requires that the people who build these realities understand how subtle what they're up against is, and not abandon a commitment to realism. The trick to making the shamanic world, virtual world, compelling is to fairly and truly convey it. So you can't cut corners, you can't fake it. So animation and the rules of Vermal and all this stuff have to be faithfully executed so that this stuff really does blow people's minds, so that people see, well, the human imagination is large enough to accommodate the human soul. It doesn't leave you feeling like you're wearing too tight a pair of shoes.
And that's the danger, is it just becomes kind of a
Formulaic, too easy. Not that the software couldn't use some improvement, but I don't want it to become so easy to produce these virtual realities that there's no attention to detail or no sense of accomplishment in doing it.